This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president is warning Russia's just concluded sham referendums and attempts to annex Ukrainian territory rule out any talks with Moscow as long as Vladimir Putin remains president. And Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for Russia's quote-unquote complete isolation and tough new global sanctions. Speaking to the UN Security Council by video link over Russian objections Tuesday, Zelensky urged additional military and financial support to defend Ukraine, quote, so the aggressor would lose, and clear and legally binding guarantees of collective security for his country in response to Russia's latest grab for Ukrainian territory. Ukraine called the emergency council meeting over the referendums. Pro-Moscow officials said Tuesday residents in all four occupied areas of Ukraine voted to join Russia, a likely prelude to annexations possibly within days that would set the stage for a new and potentially more dangerous phase in the seven-month war following Russia's February 24th invasion of its neighbor. There'll be no change in the U.S. target for refugee admissions, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
President Joe Biden is formally keeping the nation's cap on refugee admissions at 125,000 for the 2023 budget year, despite pressure from refugee advocates who want it raised even higher after falling far short of that target this year. The refugee admissions program suffered deep cuts under the Trump administration, which cut admissions to a record low. Biden raised the cap to four times that amount this year, but so far fewer than 20,000 refugees have been admitted.